Hey, this is Kat Rodell with Ignite Business Planning Services, and our off-the-cuff talk today is going to be on X marks the spot. So what do I mean by X marks the spot? Many times when we're working with one another in the job or in church or just with our friends, we're going through some kind of loss. And that loss could be an ex-lover, it could be an ex-spouse, it could be an ex-job. And that loss can impact how we respond to other people. I've often seen, even in my own life, where you're going through a stage of grief and the person you are during that time is not the person you normally are. You may change the clothing that you're wearing, you may be obviously showing some signs of depression. It may just be that you're not happy anymore. You're grieving, and that's an important part of life, is learning how to grieve and to move beyond the circumstances and walk into your joy. So how do you walk into joy when you're in the middle of grieving? And how do you function when you're in the middle of grieving? Because grieving could really impact your whole life. It ends up that any problem you have when you're grieving can just be this big empty spot, and you're spinning around it, and you're not gaining any traction. So what things can you do to get yourself to that point of traction? The first thing is to rest. I know it sounds silly because you're not doing anything. Why should you be resting? But put yourself into a good place. Get yourself some nice music to listen to that's got an uplifting, positive message, and just relax. If you're a believer, then, you know, put yourself in God's arms. If not, then just find what place makes you happy or at least can give you some peace. And get into that peaceful spot every single day, at least 10 minutes, if not 20 minutes or an hour. And it depends on where you are in your process. But over time, just resting and giving yourself some grace to not push yourself is going to be just as healing as trying to find traction when your brain's just not ready for it. The next thing to do is find somebody outside of you to talk to that understands what you're going through, that will let you vent a little, but won't let you vent so much that you're not doing anything. That will listen, but also prod you to some tangible things that you can do each day or each week to make you feel like you're progressing. Because if you're not progressing, you're still spinning, and that will add to your discouragement in the whole 9 years, in the whole thing anyway. The third thing to do is, if you are severely depressed, I would recommend going to a counselor, because you just need somebody outside of you to help you through it. And it's okay to talk to somebody who is professionally trained, you know, a counselor, a minister, a really good friend who's really wise, you know, but go talk and get some stuff out and start to just give yourself, like I said, that place to rest, some little things to do, a plan to follow, and people to talk to. Three great ways to help you get through that place where X is marking your spot. Kat Rodell, Ignite Business Planning Services. Thank you.